Some things about college are a given. It probably won't be easy or cheap, but it's usually not difficult to find free entertainment and student-oriented information. There's student newspapers and college radio stations, but Madison is the last school in the Big Ten to get what other campuses have long taken for granted. Now, Wisconsin Student Radio at the University of Madison, or WSUM, is going out over the airwaves.
Good morning. It's a little after 10, and it's Madison Student Radio. That was Yellow Card, and before that was our theme song.
For our show, Robot Parade, which is on every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Radio hosts like Anna Philippeth and Carolyn Byrne have only been heard on the Internet up till now. That's how sound was transmitted after the Federal Communications Commission shut down former station WLHA in 1993 for not having a license. But student netcasting was no Napster. It didn't have the popularity or selection of the free music swap service. Just a handful of people were logging on to hear the Madison campus station, but program director Jacob Hewley hopes to get more listeners and student workers once WSUM starts to broadcast.
I think getting on the radio is going to help out a lot as far as interest and the amount of time people are willing to put in here and take like the 4 to 6 a.m. slot.
The station exists as much for budding journalists and would-be DJs as it does for listeners. Dave Black used to teach at the UW-Madison Journalism Department. He's now general manager of WSUM, where kids are eager to have hands-on instruction.
I do it because somebody needed to do it, and it hadn't been done in the 40-some years that it should have been done. Student radio is an important piece, missing piece of the puzzle for this campus. It provides an outlet for students.
Like Erica Nelson-Johnson. She's news director at WSUM and produced this promo.
Need your weekly news fix? Tune in to WSUM News Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. because on the radio, you don't have to wear pants.
It's sort of silly. That was sort of our motto here at the news team. We try to have fun and, you know, we try to keep people here and keep people interested and let people have a lot of creative freedom.
Student radio started at the UW-Madison in the 1950s and had its heyday in the 60s and 70s. An alphabet stew of dorm stations, WMHA, WLHA, and WSRM, consolidated into what can now be found on the FM dial at 91.7. WSUM's general manager says they hope listeners will identify them by location rather than by call letters, which can be confusing.
The reason we changed our call letters from WLHA to WSUM is there's a WHLA in La Crosse, and because H comes before L in the alphabet, people referred to us as WHLA, or WLHA sounds like WLAJ, so we got mail for them. We got mail for WHA, which is just down the street, so let's do something different. And so WSUM kind of fits the tradition of WSUW Whitewater, Wisconsin State University Whitewater, Wisconsin State University Platteville, WSUP. So we're WSUM, Wisconsin State University in Madison.
The station's latest broadcast debut comes after years of political and legal wrangling over a transmission tower. Opponents in the town of Montrose argued that a structure 4 feet wide and 100 times that tall would ruin their rural landscape. They unsuccessfully sued, contending the tower violated the State Farmland Preservation Act. Now opponents are arguing the university failed to make timely use of a permit granted by Dane County. The UW has agreed to take down the tower if satellite radio or some other advanced technology becomes readily available. UW officials say that could be at least a decade because of cost considerations. Meanwhile, student radio plans to rock the town of Montrose and beyond with its four-mile signal reaching not only campus, but most of Dane County as well. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.